The statue shows two soldiers back to back. One is a Union soldier holding a United States flag, and the other is a Confederate soldier holding a Confederate flag. At their feet is a black child holding a sign that reads, "Freedom to Slaves." Faith Kuypers lives in Allendale and is organizing Saturday's protest.
A Confederate soldier isn't something that you should make a statue of, and neither is a slave.
A few weeks ago, the Michigan Association of Civil Rights Activists asked the Allendale Township Board to take down the statue, which they say is highly offensive in how it portrays black people and how it puts Confederate soldiers on a pedestal. At the Allendale Township Board of Trustees meeting on Monday evening, board members said they want to keep the statue in the park because of its historical significance. During the meeting's public comment, dozens of residents voiced their opinion about the statue, most in support of keeping it. Kuyper says she doesn't believe it's a fair representation of the people of Allendale.
One of the reasons for the protest, too, is to raise awareness for that meeting, to have more young people show up to this meeting and more people of color, because the only person of color at the last meeting was the reporter, and there wasn't, like, young people there either.
The board will hold a meeting on Tuesday to vote on a resolution keeping the statue in the park. Kuyper says the protest will be peaceful and will take place at the Allendale Community Park in the Veterans Garden of Honor on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. I'm Michelle Jokashpolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.